This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The city of Nashville's urban core is bubbling over with growth, bumping up land prices, and gobbling up parking spots. For business owners, this means parking lots are becoming increasingly unaffordable. Enter, on the wings of supply and demand, valet parking companies. WPLN's Bobby Allen reports.
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Tyler Ross is a musician who parks cars in his spare time and for spare change. And he looks like the quintessential valet guy. Shaved head, polo shirt, khakis, and Ray-Bans to shield the beating sun. We just hopped in a car outside of a restaurant.
Gonna try to pull this car out in some traffic and get as quick as I can down to the lot so I can run back.
What kind of car are we in right now?
Maserati.
A Maserati. Pretty sweet. Or is it?
It's always funny because you're like, oh, you park like Mercedes and BMWs, and I'm like, yeah, like I park 100 of those. They're not nice anymore, you know? I park Aston Martins and, you know, Bentleys.
Records show that the number of valets in this city is on track to triple from just a couple years ago. This means big business for lot owners. They charge valet companies for space.
If you own a parking lot, it's a license to print money. Had to do all over again, I probably would be in a different business, it looks like.
That's David Purcell. He recently opened a burger joint, and while planning it, parking wasn't at the forefront of his mind. He now realizes that hiring a valet is essential. Fred Kane is a land broker with the real estate company Cassidy Turley. He recently sold a downtown property to investors.
I go, guys, this is the last $20 a foot dirt in Nashville. Now the stuff around there is $90 to $100.
Here's how it works. When a restaurant applies for a permit from the city, the owners have to show how they're going to supply parking. Right now, Kane says you need one space per 1,000 square feet, which isn't very much, but still.
Where are you going to get those parking spots?
That's when restaurant owners hand city officials their valet contract.
Okay, now that you'll get your restaurant permit. But they're not going to give you those permits to have that business unless you can park it.
And with every contract, another valet worker gets a gig. In Nashville, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.